open the September 10th, 2018 Prudential District Committee meeting of the Kootuat Fire District. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Amy Cates is recording. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Okay, so let's see. The solar contract with NextAmp. We've gotten a message from the Cape Light Compact and asking us if we're interested in rejoining the Light Compact. And basically what they're doing is they're going out for an RFP to select a supplier on the basis of the price, their base price, prior to adding any renewable content. And then municipalities will have a choice of whether or not to add renewable content. So we don't know what their base price will be, and we don't know what the renewables are going to be. And I don't know if we can have both NextAmp and Cape Light Compact. We got this, this was sent to Chris Wiseman, and he said he's already told them that he's interested and is planning on doing it, but he also, he gets net credits from Cape and Vineyard. So I'm not clear if you can do both.
Double
dip like that? Yeah.
I think if you get anything, right now we pay 9.5 cents per kilowatt hour, as does the water department. You, and ours is 8 cents. I'm not sure that the water department's solar credits aren't the same, because it calculates out to about the same. So if we get a compact where you're dropping down to 8.5 or even 8 cents, it wouldn't make any sense to take the credits. You just take the supply, depending on the number of years.
Yeah, it's only, it looks like it's only good for the FY 2020. So.
It says FY 20, but that seems to have a 20 plus, FY 20.
Plus.
So I'm not really clear on that.
So is that plus power supply pricing this fall? It wasn't clear.
So it's my understanding, was the entire district part of the Cape Light Compact previously, or just
no.
The water part?
Just the water. Okay. Well, the solar credits were strictly the water department.
Okay. Right. But I suspect they may have lost or been canceled from the Cape Light Compact because they have the solar credits from Cape and Vineyard.
Okay.
So that's what, you know, I have to look into. So.
And I mean, the solar credits apparently run 20 years, whereas your compact only runs usually 1 or 2 years.
Right. Yeah. So.
My only other question was, are we too late to the party? Because it says that the agent authorization form had to be back by 6.
Probably. I'd say probably not.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Because it looks like the bid day is October
20th. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to call up Maggie Downey and see if I can get some clarification on that. Okay, and the next item is the space needs contract.
Yes, I had communications with, I always leave out her name, Brown, Lundquist, Spinuccio, and Webber, and they reviewed the agreement, and they didn't have any problems with it. They did need to check with their insurance providers regarding the liability limits that we wanted. There was a provision in here for pollution, but that they do not carry. But I had indicated that I would bring that up at the meeting, but didn't think that that would be something that we would be requiring, giving the type of services that we provide.
Right, yeah.
So that being said, I think that we have an agreed upon agreement.
Oh, okay, great.
So I don't know whether you can sign today on behalf if we take a vote, or if we even need to vote. And I can get it over to Richard.
Yeah, I think probably we should take a vote and both of us sign it.
Okay. I think it actually only has
space for
we
one.
We only had the chair sign.
Oh, okay, that's
but
fine.
I'm happy to sign under if that makes more
no,
comfortable.
No, that's
and
all right.
Right, you just need to certify that we have appropriations to cover the cost of the contract.
Okay.
Which is the $25,000.
So I make a motion that we accept the space needs contract with Brown, Lindquist, Finuccio, and Rayburs Architect Associates of Yarmouthport, Massachusetts.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
Now mail that over the original over to them tomorrow.
And then, Ray, a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So, the men's.
Thank you.
Okay, so next on the agenda is the men's bathroom. And so the revised estimate is $2,300. And so that's with the addition of a sink and a spigot for the custodian to fill his bucket, because right now he has to use a hose, jury-rigged hose, from the spigots on the faucets.
And what was, I'm sorry, because I forgot to look, what was the original proposal with just before we were adding the upgrade of the sink?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think this probably
doesn't
say. I believe it was 1900, 18, 1900, somewhere
okay.
in there.
So and it's not a significant increase.
And I spoke to Mr. Kerr, and he came and looked, and he thinks the only thing that needs to be done to the floor is some bracing underneath the toilet, just so it doesn't end up in the cellar.
Okay.
So. So I'd like to make a motion that we accept the estimate from Spencer Hallett Plumbing for the installation of a new toilet, bathroom, and spigot for the men's bathroom in Freedom Hall.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay. So, primary day, last Tuesday, we had some problems here at Freedom Hall. I came and voted at 10, everything was fine. I then got a phone call at noon that the door wasn't working, the front door wasn't working. One of the doors on the right was locked somehow, stuck, locked, closed. So we ended up calling on the door concept people who sent a technician who came down and fixed it. 3:00, I got a call that the electricity was out. So I came down, the electricity was back on, but the lights were kind of dim, but everything was working. Okay, so so at that point, wasn't sure what was going on, but everything was working okay. So, but I decided to contact a Fowler, because we've had problems with mice in the past, eating our wires, and thinking maybe that's what it was. Then I got a call at 6:00 that the AC was off. So I came down again. The AC was definitely off, but you know, put fans up and everything seemed to, you know, kept everybody relatively cool for the last 2 hours of voting. So came back the next morning, and the AC people come check, and they said it was an electrical problem. There was nothing wrong with the AC, Franny. So they were here Tuesday also. So I go back the next morning, and everything was fine. I brought my tester, all of the plugs were working, the lights were working, everything was working except the AC. And so the chief came and went out and looked in back, and with the outside units, there are emergency breakers, and somebody had taken the breakers out and put them back in upside down, which turned off the AC. So.
We have no idea how that may have happened.
No, but I can tell you when it happened. It happened at 3 o'clock when the AC went off, but somebody did it intentionally. So we've checked, and the two options for that are either zip ties or a lock. And I think probably the zip ties would be the best for somebody to get them off in emergency, either the fire or the or Franny. So we'll be putting zip ties on them. The electricity was that there were points, the pole was corroded. So Eversource was here also on Wednesday and fixed that. So that was fixed. And we have mice, big surprise. So.
But do we know if they've eaten it?
Don't think they've eaten it. Don't think they've eaten any wires, but they've availed themselves of, you know, all the way up into the attic. So, Mr. Fowler, who already does the termites, is going to come and bait them and close their holes and then do quarterly inspections for the mice. So that was Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Okay. It's a busy day.
Busy day.
I came and voted and had no white.
Yeah, you just came out. Everything seemed fine. And the only other thing that I put on this, we've been doing some talking, Ray and Lisa and I, about changing the payroll scheduling to, you know, paychecks twice a week instead of once a week, which cut the cost of processing.
You mean twice a month instead of?
Twice a month, yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Which would cut the cost of the processing in half. It'd be a good savings for the district. But at the moment, there's no interest in the either the fire department or water in doing that. Plus, the fire department's contract states once a week. So we'll probably have to hold off on that until the next negotiations. Unfortunately, when whoever the legislature or whoever in the state government decided that municipalities could go to twice a month, they didn't include districts. So, needless to say. So, and that's all I have. Do you have anything? No?
I just we have our first bylaws committee meeting, which will be held on September 26th at 5:30 here for you.
Okay. And the first policy advisory meeting is going to be October 10th at 5 o'clock. So, okay. So, we're all done. Accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Thank you.